principles are universal truths that are changeless. It's the foundation of something. Principles will govern you because they're principles to marriage. They will affect your behavior if you understand and operate by these principles. And if you just get the principles, it'll work. In the last days, perilous times are going to come. Times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation, the truth of God's word. One of the principles you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. When God says the man is the head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Love never fails. Never. These principles of the kingdom are superior to the principles of the earth. The principles of the kingdom of God, if somebody just looked at them from the outside, they seem like, how is this going to help me? Loving my enemy? Whew. Now, is that going to help me? You mean don't get revenge? Wait a minute now. And if you look at that, these principles of the kingdom are higher because we don't overcome evil with evil, but we overcome evil, come on, with good. Love those that despitefully use you. Now, how are you going to love somebody that just use you? Are you following what I'm saying? Now, if you look at places like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, please, and looking at verse 14, it says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what to him? Foolishness to him, neither can he what? Know them, because they're spiritually discerned. So if somebody comes up, somebody who's not saved and talks about these principles, they're foolish. There ain't no way I'm going to do that. So the way that you actually understand the mystery of that is by being born again. You got to get into the kingdom so the mysteries can be, the revelation of that can you can enjoy and be able to do it and do it with ease and do it with pleasure. So many times what has happened is God's people, even though born again, they're still thinking like a heathen or like a person who doesn't know God. Now, when I say heathen, it doesn't mean a put down. It means the same thing they call them in the Bible. It's a person who doesn't know God. All right. We've kind of used it kind of a derogatory, but it means a person who's outside the covenant. So we were well trained in that Babylonian system and in that culture. And we had the world's way of doing things. And Jesus came and reintroduced, and he said this in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you look at that at the Amplified, it says something just a little bit different. But seek, aim, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way, come on, of doing and being right. And all these things will be added unto you. So we got to seek his way of doing things. Now, remember what I said. As soon as you come upon these kind of principles and start working them, the natural mind is saying, well, that's not going to work. But if you look at a scripture in Proverbs chapter 14, he says in verse 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that way thereof is a way of death. Interesting. So it might look like they're getting away with some things. And the scriptures tell you in Psalms chapter 37 and verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. So it tells you, don't even get distracted by that. Don't even get upset about that. That thing is going to not last. It's going to be cut down. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, you and I, then, as we come into this kingdom, we're going to operate by higher principles, higher laws. In fact, one of the things that Jesus was doing as he came into the earth and began to teach, he began to teach the laws of the kingdom. Glory to God. He began to teach the laws of the kingdom. Now, excuse me, he was teaching principles. Principles. What are principles? Principles are something that are universal truths that are changeless. Principles, in a simple definition, is the cause, source, or origin of anything. A principle. A principle is that which a thing proceeds from. A principle. It's the foundation of something. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4. And it's unchangeable. But practice or practices, what people do in various places, these things are changeable. So what Jesus taught were principles. So that I could take a principle and I could teach it and you could apply it anywhere. You could apply it to your life right across the board, in education, in business, or whatever have you. And these principles were on a higher level. So I could apply these principles to my body, these laws. I can, a food, certain food. And you know that if you eat too much of this, you're going to look like that. You know what I mean? So you apply them to your mind. And so forth. You have to get rest, and you apply it also, these principles, to your money. They're money things, and that you can do with money, and principles to relationships, or you get one. You hear people talk about success principles. Well, the reason why they call it principles, because it's foundational. You can get wealthy people and look at their lives, and there are some principles that are in their lives, each one of them, and that principle is the same. And because of working that principle, they got to where they are. Got it? Those principles and working those principles brought them success. Now, this is a truth, and intellectually, this may not be accepted sometimes because people think that if it's some emotional thing sometimes or whatever have you, it's something else that's a part of it. But the main thing is principles. In other words, if I work these principles, this is what's going to happen. And if somebody's violating those principles, even though they might look successful on the outside, then something is happening to them on the inside. Or there might be, on the surface, their family might look good. But if you get a real close look at it, and look beyond the surface and the cosmetics. It's in a world of hurt. And what is happening is that there's no exception to this rule. It's hard to fake a happy family. It's hard to fake it. It might look something, people might look good on the outside, but something's happening below the surface. Why? Because the principles are being violated. And there are laws and principles to life. And Jesus taught them. Now, wherever they went, whatever vocation they ended up in, these principles will still have to work. Got it? Now, practice and principles. Principles will govern you. They will affect your behavior if you understand and operate by these principles. Practice changes. And the way people do things in different places change. But I just want to make you know this now. If you stay with the principles will remain the same, no matter where you go. Now, this is a part of what I'm going to teach you today. So I want you to get this. Because there are principles to marriage. And if you just get the principles, it'll work. And a lot of the principles I've taught already. The problem is people didn't recognize it because they were still dealing with the practice. If we break these principles and not align ourselves with them, we meet certain consequences. That's just all it is to it. So just think about Jesus going in, teaching principles, teaching the law of sowing and reaping, teaching the law of leadership. That's what he was teaching. Let me show you. He was teaching the law of leadership. Let's just look at that. You know sowing and reaping. You know he's teaching that. Look at Mark chapter 10. And look what he says here, verse 35. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would you that I should do for you? And they said to him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said to him, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? You follow him saying? All right, now in the meantime, verse 41, and when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. Now, why were they displeased with James and John? Because they wanted it themselves. But Jesus called them to him, and he cleared the whole thing up. You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. That's Babylon. And their great ones exercise authority over them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of everybody. So that's the law of leadership. In the Babylonian system, I'm so great. But in the system of the kingdom, whoever is greatest is going to wash everybody else's feet. See, that's a principle that if you violate that principle, you'll get the consequences. And in the world, it looks like that's the way to go because it looks like that's going to take me there. But there's a way that seems right. But the end of that way is going to be destruction for you. Say amen to this. All right, so now in dealing with these higher principles in the kingdom of God, that Satan's strategy is to wipe out the word. The word of the kingdom. Jesus came bringing it back. One of the principles that you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. We hear the term falling in love. And we've heard songs about it, written poems about it. But this concept came from Babylon. Now, the closest I could get to it was when Jacob saw Rachel. And the Barry White music began to flow. No, I was just kidding. But when he saw Rachel. Now stay with me now. Or in Ruth chapter 2 verse 8, when Boaz saw Ruth. Or when Bill Winston saw Veronica. I'm gonna help y'all. But think about it. If I can fall in, you gotta help me, you gotta help me, you gotta go with me. I can also fall out. And that's what you've had. I don't love him anymore. But the principle of love. Love is not a feeling. Now, it could lead to feelings, but that is not the deal. That in the kingdom, there is a higher love. And this love that's in the kingdom is called agape. And this love was shed abroad in every believer's heart by the Holy Ghost. That's Romans 5:5. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. He says, husbands, love your wives. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. I am deciding I'm going to love you. Are y'all with me? Now, the reason why this is so important is because you're not loving him with human love. That the way God puts you all together is first for God's benefit. Got it? Now we're going to talk about this some more because, see, what you've done is I've taught principles, but we fail to take the principles and apply the principles across the board. Somehow, people just thought I was talking about faith. I was talking about faith in education, faith in raising your kids. Are you following what I'm saying? I just taught the principle. Now, true enough, we've got here, husband, love your wives. But we can't stop there. We've got to go to Titus chapter 2. Titus is by the T's. Thessalonians, Timothy, and Titus. And in Titus chapter 2, he says, in verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands. Wow. So not only husbands love your wives, but wives love your husbands. So God gave you enough love so that you can love that man. I'm not talking about loving when he's acting right. Come on now. I'm not men talking about love your wives when it's a cold night in the bedroom. Y'all just hear what I'm saying now. You got to love them all the time. You got to, now this is not a suggestion. Are you following what I'm saying? Let's go to another one. Let's go to, Lord have mercy, 1 John chapter 4. I'm just hitting the principles of love. Now, this is one principle. Now, understand, the principles have got to be there. Look at John chapter 4 and 1 John chapter 4, pardon me, and verse 7. Beloved, let us love who? One another. So that tells you, you got to love the Christians. You got to love fellow believers. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, please. Matthew chapter 4. I'm telling you, I'm making it so, I'm covering every door. You can't run out of anywhere in here. Matthew chapter 4. Pardon me, I said Matthew 4. Chapter 5, please. Matthew chapter 5. And look at verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. No, I'm going to stop right there, because you probably can't take any more of that. Just stop right there. In Romans chapter 13, verse 9, he said, love your neighbor. See? So what am I saying here? Look at this principle. Now, what is Satan coming after? He's coming after the word. He's coming. His strategy is to eliminate and wipe out the word and the importance or significance of the word in your life, because he knows you can't defeat him without it. You are not fighting an intellectual devil. You're fighting a devil that takes power to move him. Now, in the last days, the enemy knows in Revelation 12:12 that his time is short. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he said, in the last days, perilous times are going to come. That means times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation. I trust that you were blessed by this powerful teaching. Now, it's entitled Kingdom Families. Now, this is a part of a three-disc series. It's intended to build a strong foundation for happy marriages and families. Now, here's a point that I want you to remember. One is that principles are universal or foundational truths that are changeless. They don't change. Whether you're dealing with this century or the century next after this, or the one before this, or whether you're dealing with United States or China or whatever have you, principles don't change. They're changeless truths. And then secondly, a believer's foundation is unshakable when it's built on the principles of the Word of God. So when we build marriages, one of the reasons why marriages are successful is because the principles that they stand on, the principles are principles that line up with God's Word. And when they do, then all the effort that you put in your relationship with your wife or husband or
relationship with your kids, they'll come to fruition. Why? Because you haven't violated those principles. Now, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and we'll be right back.
Principles are universal truths that are changeless. It's the foundation of something. Principles will govern you because they're principles to marriage. They will affect your behavior if you understand and operate by these principles. And if you just get the principles, it'll work. In the last days, perilous times are going to come. Times that are hard and difficult to deal with. That's why in the world you're seeing so many divorces. But God has given you a foundation, the truth of God's word. One of the principles you and I are called to operate in is the principle of love. This love is not a feeling. Love in the kingdom is a decision. When God says the man is the head is responsible to set an example of love for everybody else. Love never fails. Never.
Come back to the Garden of Eden and build a marriage and family on the foundation of the principles of the kingdom of God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Kingdom Families. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. To experience heaven on earth, you must be born again to have the blessing of the Word of God and the fruit of His Spirit that carries life into your kingdom family. Order Kingdom Families today.
And one of the reasons why this is so important in this hour is because the enemy comes in with a whole new system called Babylon, Babylonian system. And that Babylonian system, it's twisted. He's trying to lay another foundation, a foundation that God didn't lay. And the scripture says over in Psalm chapter 11, verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So what we're doing now is making sure that the teachings that we're giving you are stones which will help lay the foundation for unshakable marriages and successful raising of children in our families so that we can fulfill the call that God has on our lives. That's the bottom line to it. So that enemy has tried to pervert the foundation, but we're coming back in with teachings that'll lay that foundation back and lay it sure so that nothing, not a thing, can shake your marriage or anything can ruin the destiny that you have for your children. This is what it's all about. Praise God. For these teachings and more, I encourage you to go to our website. That's billwinston.org. And for your added convenience, our product is now available on iTunes. Praise God. So until next week, this is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.